Hi, Ringo? George just sent me over. I'm Joanna, the trainee.
Oh, you're Joanna. Joanna what? I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Everett.
Sorry, say again?
My name is Joanna Everett.
Okay. I got that. I'm just, you know, I'm making a joke there, you know. Joanna what, you know?
Everett. Joanna Everett.
Okay. Sure. Yeah. Go ahead and pull up a chair there, you know, kind of. I'll be the one showing you the ropes around here.
Okay, like this?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that'll be just fine. Oh, okay, nice. All right. Saved by the bell. Okay, so pencils up. I'm going to show you how to gain some rapport with my little secret weapon. A little bit of humor. Hello, Dad's Bods and Clothing. You got Ringo here. Congratulations. How can I help you today?
Hello and good afternoon, Ringo. May I ask what you have to offer?
Oh, all right. Go ahead and check your bingo card. Looks like we got a hand holder. Well, sir, we got shirts for dads, pants for dads, socks for dads. Heck, we got shoes for dads and undergarments for dads. All of that made from our patented elastic material.
Fathers.
Yeah, yep, sure. Fathers, dads, whatever you want to call them.
Don't you find fatherhood to be an ever-defeating phenomenon?
Excuse me, say that again?
A boy wishing to grow up and be a man, then once achieving manhood finds it to be a tedious affair. The only way to revert back to boyhood is through one's offspring, and so one starts a family. Of course, it's only a matter of time before that family becomes the reminder of your fleeting youth and your wasted life.
Oh, yeah, we get this from time to time. You know, wrong number type of deal. But never, ever give up on a chance to make a sale, okay? Go ahead and write that down.
Oh, got it.
You know, sir, I don't know about all that, but what I do know
1972.
Let me look into that. Davis, do we carry anything called a 1972?
Hey, I'm gonna call. Yeah.
Davis is all last. Let's just go ahead and get some more information here. Hey there, I'm not seeing anything called a
1972 is the year your mother left your father. An ugly affair. He left you in want of love and affection. Love and affection you never received from either parent. Is this not true?
Oh my god, is that true?
What? The mic's still on.
1975, you began to pee the bed. Ringo Piss Pants, the kids used to call you.
Okay, well, no one called me that. You know, it's just Davis playing a joke, I'm sure. You know, so play along.
Hey, what did I just say? Leave me out of this. I'm not your friend.
Okay, well, you know, somebody around here, I'm sure. No, you know, I think it got the wrong guy.
It's rarely discussed, the cruelty of children. Oh, and the effect they have on one another can be lifelong lasting. For you, this is true. To this day, you still can't shake the feeling that at any moment you just might need to go.
Okay, well, this guy's a nut.
It's okay if you peed your pants, Ringo. Tons of kids do.
Well, I didn't pee my pants, okay? So I'm not Ringo Piss Pants. Okay, now who is this? Brent, maybe? Is that you?
Brent's on vacation. He's not here. Shut up.
All right, well, whoever it is, I think that the joke's gone on long enough, so let's just go ahead.
Joke? A life of jokes? A life of hiding behind others? Hiding fears, wants, desires? Landing in this wasteland called unhappiness? The joke is your fear to move forward towards happiness, but no, not a joke in the way in which one laughs. Ha, 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 ha. No, a joke in the saddest of ways, like a man being struck by a clown car honking the horn as it begins to hit and run. Honk, honk, it arrives. Honk, honk, as it leaves.
Ringo, maybe you should just...
Well, don't you click. I click.
I'm on the phone, Piss Pants. Shut up.
No, why don't you go and shut up? Okay, I've had about just enough of this.
Yes, you have. For just the other day, you sat on the couch looking at a woman you no longer love, thinking about a job that feels like the grave of your own making, while you dream, yes, you dream of the stage, of the lights, of the applause. Yes, you dream, but you allow your dreams to die. Allow your dreams to...
Looks like we lost a call there, so...
Well, you hung up the phone.
Well, it was a deranged caller, so, you know, you do the same. Or you should, anyway. So, you know, let's go ahead and take a look at the notes here and see what you wrote down. And Ringo Piss Pants. Unhappy. Yep. Yeah, you got the whole thing. So, tell you what I'm going to do. I'm just going to go ahead and keep these. And I think you're ready for the floor. Congratulations.
Longing for the mic on the stage, but settled for the mic in the chair, Ringo remained stuck in an inbound sales call center for paternal apparel. Having spoken with potential itself, he has once again refused the call to adventure in favor of the dull ache of comfort. But he'll never forget the haunting words of the caller.
This has been a KSJD broadcast, signing off.